Hello guys, welcome back. I'm your host Lorenzo, and I'm here with Leandro.
What's up, bitches? It's me. plus you 445. It's Leandro.
And Andre, our guest.
He's our guest.
What's up,
today.
Guys?
Now we. Stewards.
No.
Leandro's so mad today.
What happened?
Oh my gosh! Oh no, you told me.
What do you mean? What happened? I fucking wake up at 4:03 today. I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I up? And then I look to this bitch. He's snoring like a fucking boar. They climbed out of the caves of Tabaran. Like, what the fuck? Is that a mating call? I was checking if this guy was actually asleep. Nope. I mean, yes, he was. He was straight up dead ass knocked out. And he was like. I was literally about to fucking smack a pillow and pull a.
That's
oh no,
you
choke
every
hold on
night.
Your eyes. Shut up, was you? Were you the one who woke up? I was the one who woke up. Bento my ass. I'm gonna go fucking. Jeez.
How was your day, Andre?
Oh, I woke up late. I was really busy yesterday. And...
Oh, boo.
But it's not as bad as Laura, as Leandro's day. Holy so, yeah.
Leandro's a bitch there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wonder who made me do that. Anyways, I'm not even gonna ask you.
A great start to episode 2. So, are you any of you guys gonna do anything for Halloween? Dude, Halloween's in 2 days.
I'm being Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
Yeah, wow, look at you all clever and shit. I'm gonna be a ghost, a white blanket with sunglasses. I posted it on my Instagram.
I'm not going to be anything, dude. I haven't dressed up for Halloween in like 3 years or 4 years. I found it really boring.
Cool guy. I feel like a lot of people aren't going to dress up, especially this year.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are so cool. All grown up and shit, huh?
Dude, Halloween, right? Or just like any holiday nowadays. I feel so hard to get into the festive mood for it. Because like, how to explain it? I don't see like... It's going to be Halloween next week. I feel like it's just like, oh, shit, I have an exam next week, you know?
Yeah.
It's because all this work and shit.
I don't even think. Bro. I heard Milpitas isn't going to do trick-or-treating. I heard they closed it or something. They're not going to allow people to do that. But anyways, you guys are really bad hosts. You didn't even introduce me. You didn't say my podcast name or anything.
Okay, guys. This guy plays Dungeons and Dicks with two of his Milipinas friends. His name's Andre.
Yeah, I'm the host of the Dungeon Duo podcast. I host with my three friends from my old school, and that's basically it. If you guys need, if you guys are starting a podcast or need help starting a podcast, you can just DM me my Instagram account. Yeah. The Instagram will be in the description. So yeah, if you ever want to.
You asked me like I'm gonna put that shit in there.
Yeah. You're supposed to. Well, I am. Just send me this. Just send me the recording after, and I can just edit it myself.
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah.
Anyways, wait. Where are you right now, Andre?
I'm in my garage.
Same. I thought you were laying in your bed because you sound like you're fucking dead.
No, I'm just tired.
Oh, you're tired?
Yep.
Man,
but not as tired as you. God damn it, Lorenzo. Why are you going to do that to Leandro?
I know!
You guys knew you had a podcast recording tonight, and you had to...
That's how, like, fucking Darth Vader, if he broke his respirator, weed.
Luke. Hit the shit with me, Luke.
How's your podcast going, Andre?
It's doing good. We're doing good. We do have one episode that's delayed. Podcast? We have a delayed episode because we have some... audio issues, but everything else is good.
Yeah, sounds cool. I miss playing. I just miss just D&D in general.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, if you guys ever want to join or hop on, just message me and we can arrange some stuff. But yeah, let's start this episode.
Cool. All right, damn, 5 minutes in. so we're gonna talk about spooky anime shit. The most nastiest, gruesome kills you've seen in anime.
Ooh. Yeah?
Or spooky season.
Oh my gosh, Berserk, bro?
Let's give it to our guest first. Andre,
honestly,
I know you don't watch that much anime.
I don't watch a lot of anime, but my first anime that I've ever watched was Kenichi, and I don't think anyone got killed. Maybe, I don't know, but
what is it about?
It's about some kid who becomes some I don't know, dude. It's some kid who gets beat up by some bullies, and then like he accidentally goes into this dojo and trains with like these five masters.
Oh, this is like the martial arts anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. Kenichi?
Yeah. Man, it's a bit raunchy.
Yeah. It's etchy. It's the etchy Baki. Well, not Baki, but like... no, it's the martial arts anime with that kid with the spiky hair. You know?
Oh, the thing.
Yeah, he trains. Yeah. So, yeah.
Back to spooky kills. Who wants to go first?
There you go. I got nothing right now.
Dude. In Berserk, they have so many gruesome
I said anime, did I not?
Yeah.
Fine, go.
Like, this one time, fucking...
The main was this character... animated yet?
Yeah. The main... Okay. It was in...
Why?
Wait, what's Berserk? Did you... Is this the anime that you told me about that looks like D&D or has, like, some...
Yes, oh, okay, it is. That one. Guys, Berserk is so good. Honestly, I just love the character designs. They're really cool.
I mean, yeah, but, like, shit, bro, that shit's dark.
It is dark, but I like the themes of it. And
you hit your penis.
And dude, the characters are so cool. Like an ogre, intimidating as fuck. Honestly, I would not.
Have you not seen Shrek? Dumbass.
Dude.
Shrek will end our world as we know it.
Oh, I don't...
With his massive, flaccid cock. Anyways, grossest death I've seen. Fuck. Which anime was it?
How are you struggling?
It was an anime where like they were stuck in this room. This like little cute anime girl was like, "Thank you, arigato, gomenesai," and then she was on her bed, and then boom, this full ass fucking anvil shit comes crashing down and smashes her whole fucking body in an instant. I'm like, damn.
Why? How'd that happen?
She got pancaked. I don't know. Fuck.
This was like a fever dream.
No. It happened. Anime. It wasn't One Piece, though. Oh, speaking of One Piece.
Oh, my God. We can talk about our favorite animes after this section.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we should say that for like our 10th episode.
The fuck? Why?
Jeez.
We're just talking it's like a milestone.
Everyone, a milestone.
But like, it's... All right. We'll just do underrated animes. How about that?
Okay, sure. But let's talk about,
yeah,
going on this topic. Most gruesome deaths or whatever. Lorenzo, do you want to go?
Yeah, okay. One time. The same with that. Okay, so in Berserk, right?
Yeah.
Guts, the main character, was betrayed by like a dude he considered his best fucking friend named Griffith. And the way Griffith betrayed them was just dark. Just immediately. That was so fucked. Because, like,
you can't go into detail.
Jeez. All right, continue.
All right. Anyways, Guts was betrayed by Griffith.
Yeah.
And Griffith, okay, a little backstory, just a little. Griffith was, like, this lead of a band of mercenaries called the Band of Hawks. Dang. And Griffith.
Yeah, what about it? Griffith,
Guts?
Okay, go.
Guts joined them, and it was like the first time in his life where Guts finally felt like he had a family, you know.
And name that kid Guts. There you go. Yeah,
perfect name. All right. Well, a lot of shit happened, and then there's these things like demons and shit, right? And then Griffith betrays the Band of the Hawks by sacrificing them to demons and becoming, like, essentially a god, basically. Dang. Yeah. And they fucking died one by one. So gruesome.
Wait, what? So gruesome. Who died one by one?
The Band of the Hawks.
Oh, man. All of them?
Yes, all of them. Literally, like, almost all of them. There's, like, two survivors. It was Guts and Guts' girlfriend.
So the main character is Guts, right? So and his friend...
You cannot get into that.
So the main character is Guts. His best friend Griffith betrays him, and then it ends up killing the rest of the gang. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
The fuck? That's so gay. Who does that?
It is. Griffin.
That's so.
That's not even like the most gruesome. That's just painful. That's like being. That's yeah. like most painful Dude, betrayal. That's
a major cuck. Major cuck, Griffin.
Gosh. Yeah. I was like, damn. This motherfucker, Griffin.
All right. Most gruesome death in Hunter x Hunter. Or like the saddest death. I think it's Kite. After he got killed.
Really?
What? Who's Kite? It's Jean's or Ging's friend. Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, dude, I like Kite. He had like this really cool ability too.
He had a cool ability. It's like fucking roulette kind of type thing where he different thing. But then he got resurrected
or reincarnated or something like. But
yeah,
after he died, the person who was fighting him or who killed him used his body as like a puppet. To like train her like what her troops or Army. Something like that. But yeah, so he got kicked around a lot even though when he was like dead and stuff. So yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, that's it.
You
White beard, One Piece.
White beard.
I think White beard is a good one.
I think that was majestic. It wasn't brutal. It was majestic. Yeah,
but he got hit a lot.
Yeah, he has so much holes in him. He looks like a fucking sponge. Anyways, I think a more
Can you imagine White Beard with SpongeBob's voice?
No.
Yeah.
Are you ready, kids? Time to find the One Piece.
It's such a bad impression.
Shut up. I don't have any like gruesome deaths. I kind of watch like Happy Go Anime.
You have any sad deaths?
White Beard.
I do think Brook. He's the musician for the Straw Hats in One Piece. He's part. Yeah, his backstory was pretty sad for me. He, their ship just like. It's about to sink and like almost everyone on the ship is about to die. And Brook is like, he ate a devil fruit where it gives him the power to revive once. So after he dies, he can come back. But that means he has to watch everyone else die.
I thought you were going to say he started alive. Playing a song or something. But yeah, go on.
So he starts playing a song. So he starts playing a song because, they're trying to record a song and then give it to their friend Laboon, which they left, behind so they can journey. So as they were singing the song, playing the song, everyone starts dropping one by one as they're finishing the song. Like, gather up all of the crew. It's time to ship up. Everyone is singing and then the voices start dropping down. And then, shut the fuck up, please. So he was dropping down. Holy shit. Shut up. 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 Fuck. Jeez.
You can continue. Anyways. Yeah. That's a funny bit. Was that the song?
So fucking done. No, they were singing the song, gather up all of the crew, it's on the ship of Binx's brew, pirates, all that good stuff. They're singing it one by one, and then Brooke was like, it was down to four people, and it's like, we got a quartet. And then the fourth person fell down, a trio. Third person fell down, and then he started crying, he's like, a duet. And then, boom, last one fell down, he finishes the note with a solo. I'm like, damn, bro. Shit, dog. I didn't even know none of these bitches. And I was like, damn. That's some sad shit.
That's a saxophone.
Yeah, they really made me cry over a guy playing saxophone. Like, damn. Holy shit. Yeah, that's all. All
right. So, what's next on your list?
Oh, underrated anime.
Who wants to go first?
Dude, me.
I was gonna say that. I don't have to go. Go. Yeah, just go. Say it. Dude, it's a great TV.
Dude, it's so good, guys.
Like, I really like the main character. He's so fucking funny. I love him. Yeah. And, like, the supporting cast is actually really good, too. They're very annoying
at first. But then you, like, you slowly start to like them one by one.
Yes, and they just gain a mutual respect for one another throughout the whole series, and you fucking love that. Yeah. I pictured up.
Oh, dude, I hate the ending, though. I hate the ending. The whole point of the story was...
Let me explain the, anime. Wait,
the anime and the manga have different endings.
But we'll go... We'll talk about that after.
So, basically, Great Teacher Onizuka is about this ex...
Bozuzoku, a bike member. He was like a leader or something. They called him like
There's a bike gang leader.
Yeah,
basically. He was like a punk dude. And he decided that he wanted to be a teacher because of perverted reasons.
Yeah, it's a bit raunchy. The film's also a bit raunchy.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like he just found love teaching and just communicating with his students, and I really like that.
Episode 1 was a great one.
Yes, oh my gosh. I've read the manga, I haven't seen the anime, but I feel like just the opening the first few chapters were just really good for me.
You didn't fully explain the anime though. You just like talk about the whole Are you sure? I mean, you're missing some really key parts. Like, he's like, you know, as he's trying to, you know, keep his job as a teacher, there's these like students trying to get him fired. Like, I think on like the first, I think it was like episode 2 or 3 or 4, I don't know, but they were taking pictures of him and then cropping his face on some really like, you know, bad photos, and a lot of people thought they were real.
Only fan photos.
Yeah, so does that. But yeah, but he always, like, whenever he got into a situation, like, he thought he was gonna get fired, or the, you know, viewer would think like he would get fired or something, he'd always find a way to, you know, I don't know, he always, there's something about him. But yeah,
you know, like, but he always finds a way, but like his own way, and it's always so cool.
Yeah, but sometimes his own way is pretty dumb when he could take like the easier route. Remember that one episode where he got like, I think, 1 million yen stolen? It was for like a
school trip. Oh yeah, and he did all the
he had all the evidence and all that crap.
Yeah,
but he was like, you know what? We're gonna do this this really cool expensive island vacation instead, and I'm gonna pay for it. Like, oh my god, I think you should have just stuck with the evidence that you had, and, you know, from there. But yeah,
so both of you guys teacher Onizuka,
and sucked though. Plain butt cheeks, dude. Pure butt cheeks.
Who was pure butt cheeks?
The ending.
I don't want to spoil it for people who are gonna listen to it, so yeah.
I mean, you already spoiled like a bunch of other deaths, but yeah. Here we go. All right. Underrated anime. Oh, I know one. There's this one about like this guy. He wants to become king of the pirates. It's a small anime.
Really? What's it called?
Yeah. It's called A Piece of One.
I think I've heard of that. One. Is it like Black Clover or something? Is the character name's Asta?
No, that's kind of shit. There's this kid who his name's Gorilla D Tofu.
Why?
He wants to become king of the pirates, as in pirates, as in piracy, as in movie piracy. What's the pirate king, you may ask?
You mean the wizard king, like from Black Clover?
Yeah.
No. No, it's not like a position. It's not like a fucking political position. It's not Okage or some shit to be a leader
like,
or something.
It kind of is like a political position, because, you know, it's king of the pirates, don't you? Like, you know, get to control.
No, it's just a title. It's like when you go to it's like your street name, you know? It's like a street name. Like you get Juan the Pacino or something. It's so bad. It's a street name. It's like the nickname they gave you. Like they got it's just you know Pac-Man, the boxer?
Andrew, yeah. We're talking about underrated animes.
Okay. A real underrated anime is I think Trigun.
Are you serious?
A lot of people know it. See?
That's because exactly. I don't watch a lot of anime, so I don't know much.
Yeah, Andrew's a terrible example for this.
I'm just here to balance so it out for people who don't watch anime.
No.
So like I can relate with them and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, go on. What's Trigun?
Look.
It's like a
Trigun is this like space. It's set in space. Well, it's set on this planet. It's basically Tatooine. It's like all sandy and shit. But like all the towns look like it's from the Old West, right? But then you got like, you know, different species on there. Well, it's mostly just humans. But and then everyone's wearing like, you know, like these type of steampunk, but like rock punk, cyberpunk type shit. And the main character, oh my gosh, bro, he's so cool. Well, it's different here because the anime, it was successful in America, but it wasn't as successful in Japan. Because, you know, it was boring. It was boring. But then to the Western audience, this is like brand new schmeat. Well, they could relate to it because it's, you know, Old West, the Americans. You got fucking and all their shit. The dub is legendary.
Do you know who made it? The anime? Okay.
No, I have no idea. I know the author. He made Blood Block Brigade.
Really?
Does that also like relate to this one? Is it like also Western and stuff like that, or?
No, it's more Japanese. But yeah, the dub is legendary. It was the first time Johnny Young Bosch, aka the Black Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin, the Asian Black Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin, aka Ichigo Kurosaki, aka all these other bitches you already know. It was his first acting role, and he was the main character. And he sounded very polite and like a little nice guy, because you know the main character is a pacifist who's like, you know, known as the world's greatest gunsman, but he really doesn't want to shoot anybody, you know. And then his preacher friend. Oh my gosh, his preacher friend, fucking Wolfwood.
What's this? Anime about? Oh my gosh. Are you talking about it right now, or just talking about a character?
All right, hold on. Shut up. And I spit my balls. Oh, good on you. Go grow up, hey. Jeez.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So what's it? What is it about? What's it about?
Yeah, you kept this saying.
All right, let me get to it as I search as I'm not searching in Wikipedia. Because it's been a long time, but you can watch the whole series. It's free on YouTube.
Oh yeah, guys, go check out GTO or Great Teacher Onizuka on YouTube. It's also for free. You know what else is free? Listening to my podcast. Go check it out anywhere or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's out everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick sponsor. Right, yeah, go on.
What's, you know, Vash? Can you tell me more about Vash?
No, I don't think so.
What's his goal?
Hold on. It up. No. Okay. So, all right. Trigun, it's about, it revolves around a man known as Vash the Stampede, and he has a bounty, and the currency is double dollars, which is double the dollars of, I think, Japanese currency. But his bounty is 60 million double dollars. So,
that's a lot. We don't have to search that up. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, a billion is just a bunch and just retrospective.
And it revolves around Vash the Stampede and two insurance employees, Meryl Streif and Millie Thompson. I swear those guys are pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. They follow him around just to minimize the damage he walks around. They call him the living disaster?
Like, no. The living typhoon. The human typhoon. Because wherever he goes...
Why is that? What does he do?
Follows him. He has always... a guilty conscience because he blew up a huge-ass city with just his arm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, by the way, he's an alien. Why the hell did you say human?
Well, he looks human, and the people call him human, but he's actually a terrestrial star that was born. I swear it's good. It makes more sense if you watch it. But yeah, Vash is like the nice pacifist who always wants to, you know, bring peace around the world.
He wants to bring peace around the world, yet he like destroys like half a town and like destroys the whole building.
No, it's because he always Andrew's explaining this really badly poorly, but he always finds himself in situations that he can never control at the end. He always tries to do good, but it always like ends up going out of hand immediately.
Oh, is it because of his other conscience?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
He's also very unlucky, like golly.
Yeah. And old. Even though he looks like he's in his late 20s, he's actually about 93. Because, no, you know, alien shit.
No way. Oh my gosh. He looks so good.
And then his best friend, Nicolasu di Rufo.
Is he also?
Or Nicholas D. Rufford.
Oh.
Huh?
He's a priest.
No, he's the guy who punches for him. Well, not punch, shoots. He has a big ass, like, cross gun that looks like a cross, but it's badass, so it's a cross gun.
Yeah, normal priest things. Everyone carries those.
Yeah. Dude, I really wanted like crossblaze him because I got his nose.
Cleanse you of your sins.
I just need his hair. Yeah, his nicknames is Nick Wolfwood, Nicholas the Punisher, Mr. Preacher, Preacher Man, Priest, Nico Nee. Yeah.
What does he do?
He's like Vash, but he's okay with killing. If it's for the greater good, yeah. And then, yeah, well, I'm not going to spoil it. Watch Trigun if you wanna get some of that juicy
someone,
good shit.
Is there any other underrated animes you want to mention?
Oh, I have another one. Gintama. I fucking love Gintama.
What's
it about? It's my favorite anime. It's a comedy shonen. And it revolves around... it revolves in the time of Edo. In Japan, right? Like... it's like the land of the samurais.
Should have said that then. Right? That's some Japanese history nerds.
But then, no,
nerd.
But then, imagine Edo, right? That Edo samurai. Period. But aliens invade, right? Samurai. And they're called Amanto, and the Amanto have been living amongst the humans for a very long time, and like they've integrated now, to the point where they're just big bullies that. Humans.
Yeah, Amanto means people from the sky.
So what's the problem? Like, is there like a conflict that?
Yeah, it's racism, sexism.
No, there's no driving plot. There's no goal for the main character, right? It's more episodic in like the first season, but then events start happening to the point where it's just for not story development, but just for character development, and I really like it. I love because it's comedy and really good action.
And really good comedy.
And I like it when my anime can like diverse themselves into like to two different like counterparts. I balance it equally and it's so, so good. Gintoki, the main character, he's a Ronin from and a vet, I believe, from like the Amanto War that happened when the Amanto first like had an incursion on
so Earth. They fought
and yeah the Amanto tried to invade Earth which they did successfully and
so the humans are now like under their control or like who has
no
they just it's a hierarchy you know humans are
triangle thing then. Okay
humans yeah. You know it has the same yeah humans still have their status but then they just added another cube above it and that's where aliens are.
Do the what are they called again? Amanzo? Do they have like more privileges, or like what's the? Wait, wait.
No, they just get treated differently.
Imagine your best friend wanted to like moved in with you, but forcefully. Yeah, it's basically like that. They just force themselves upon them, and like now they're just really annoying. Golly,
how many episodes are there?
I love Gintama.
Holy crap.
300 something.
That's a good watch. I mean, that's like
underrated. Underrated. Freaking shows don't have 300 episodes. The heck?
Yeah, but yeah.
You didn't know it. You didn't know Gintama until now.
Because I don't watch anime.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have like a manga series? Like
yeah, they do. I don't recommend reading a manga though.
Any other mentions?
Cause like,
oh wait, you can continue. Sorry.
No, shut up.
there's a Osomatsu-kun or Osomatsu-san. I'm reading that.
Oh really?
Or watching that?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a group of six couplets.
Okay.
And it's a they're all twins, and it's really
please tell me you said six.
Yeah, six tuplets.
Huh?
That's how you say it.
Six tuplets.
No, sex. You have to say sex.
Oh, sex.
Okay. I guess we're diving into this subject.
No, ooh, okay.
Oh, my.
Okay, I'm not judging.
No, not like that. Like it's,
just don't think of that shit near me, bro. Like,
it's a comedy, man. I really like it.
Oh, comedy, is it? Huh.
Funny, this
twins.
Sex tuplet.
So what's it about?
Is that the thing you posted for the porn?
No.
No. Yes. 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 They're like, there's. I seen it. One of the sex tuplets were like talking to these, like
the robots. Yeah,
the robots like, oh, you're robots.
Do you watch porn?
And then, da-da-da-da-da. What the shit is this?
It's just a comedy anime. It revolves around these neats or you know, lazy ass six tuplets
that's
as
funny.
They try
coming
to like venture through life. It's a good watch. Or when I'm on episode 9, I don't really think I have the privilege to say it's a good watch, but it's a good watch.
Yeah.
Do you have any underrated anime?
No, he doesn't watch one, it. But I don't think it's underrated. Initial D. Not a lot of people I know watch Initial D or. You know, even if I try to recommend it, it's going to be like, oh, it's another car anime. Wow. But yeah.
Because it sucks.
Wait, hold on. Initial B?
Isn't that the car anime?
Yeah.
But yeah. Most of
Deja Vu.
A lot of songs that you'll hear in like memes, you can hear it from, it comes from there.
Yeah.
Really?
Deja vu. I think I've been really in this like place before. Driving on the
like,
streets.
If an anime has a good like song.
Yeah, I like the season one intro. That was pretty cool.
I like all 24 openings of course. One Piece.
How many seasons are there? How many episodes? There's like 10,000. No, 1,000, right?
Are you still making more? 48.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're still making more.
It's not
done yet, bro. I'm gonna still be alive when it's 1,000.
It's a long time.
Oh, yes.
What's next? What else do you guys want to talk about?
Well, there's this one thing called Big Fat Anime Juggly Wuggly Big Boobies.
Oh, I always wanted to talk about this, but have you watched any like cartoons like
cartoons? Wait, see that again?
Like do you? I wanted to reminisce about old cartoons we used to watch as kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it can also be cartoons.
And cartoons.
Anime is not a cartoon for kids.
Pokemon.
There's some fucking
Dragon Ball.
Some.
Not Pokemon. What else? Yeah. Initial D, I guess that's for kids.
Oh yeah, man.
No.
Oh, yeah. Parasite, Death Note.
What the hell? That's an anime?
My mom. Death Note, that's just me.
Oh, frick. Well, I remember the first anime I remember watching was probably Inuyasha. But I really got into anime when I started Naruto.
Oh, yeah. Man, I totally forgot about Naruto.
One of the biggest
anime. Showstoppers of all time. Wow, yeah.
Well, I only watched the first series of Naruto. I don't think I really liked the second series.
First anime I watched was Inuyasha, and then I started getting into anime with Dragon Ball Super. I was like, damn, is this all? And then I went searching. I watched Fairy Tail. I was like, damn, okay, that's pretty good, I guess. But now that I've watched One Piece, I think all my expectations out of the fucking water. Like, Dragon Ball Z? Get that shit out of here. Fairy Tale, what the fuck is this shit?
What? This arc isn't at least 100 episodes long? Get this shit
dude,
out
I
of
think
here.
The greatest like anime, I think it's GTO by far. For me, it's so good.
Oh yeah, get
there's
that
so many
shit
like lessons
here.
You can learn
like
from
GTO,
it.
I feel
it's,
like
it's really good.
Like... Yes, if you if you like GTO, I feel like you'll like Gintama.
If you like GTO,
it's like,
you'll love GTO.
Gintama, I feel Gintoki reminds you a lot of Great Teacher Onizuka.
Yeah, but One Piece.
Oh my god. You guys understand. Oh my god. I don't know.
How many arcs are there?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is so much.
I feel like over 20?
Over 20?
I'm lowballing, Andre. I'm
that
I'm
is
low-balling.
Such a lowballer, bro. It's probably like...
Oh my god.
30,
how many... How, dude, I'm going to search for hours.
If you're counting the filler filler arcs, I watched the filler arcs just because I needed my one.
How many hours are in that? I'm gonna search that up.
I don't know, but
I
finished
like
it in 3 months.
I heard it's like about two. Is it 2 weeks?
I don't fucking know.
I'm searching it up right now.
How many? I just loved One Piece.
Holy crap.
Oh,
shit. Okay.
We're
moving 2.5 minutes from each episode for the intro / outro. The 927 episode lasts a total of 19.
No, that's outdated. It's 948 now. 49?
It's like 332.17 hours.
Which equals to wait? I need to see.
I know, but that's still a lot, dude. 927 episodes. That's a lot.
Oh yeah, I searched up. There's like over 30 hours.
Yeah, 947.
But still, 332 hours. That's a lot. I'm gonna search up in days.
You know what's crazy?
It's
that's
not
the longest running anime. Not even close. It's Sakusai-san? No, I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah, but guess what? It's the best longest running anime.
Okay. Doraemon. Doraemon's longer.
Oh my goodness. Doraemon?
Detective Conan? Longer.
Oh my goodness. I love Detective Conan. I don't even know who the fuck these people are, bro. Get the shit out of here.
Detective Conan.
Do they want to be King of the Pirates? Don't think so.
I think it's called the Case Closed.
Case Closed. That's such a stupid name.
Well, it was
Case
changed. Closed. It was changed in America. West, at least.
Yeah.
I know it's called
you know what's a funny? Oh, fuck. Oh yeah, we should talk about funny anime. The funniest anime I've seen or I've
what's
seen
that about?
Is Ghost Stories.
The dub.
All right, so the backstory behind Ghost Stories is
Ghost
a brief.
On,
let me say it. Damn.
No, the story.
The story. All right, so it's about these kids around. It's about your typical kid group, and it revolves around them in the school, and
the other side of the school is haunted.
Yeah,
that sounds
it was a really boring anime,
another TV
like,
show
in Japan
called Scooby-Doo.
It's like, yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, no, it was so boring. I feel like it was like really boring in the sub, and it sold so poorly in
like
Japan.
Really, really bad.
So when I think it was Funimation, yeah. When Funimation got the rights to dub it, they were told, you literally do anything to make this sell.
Like, do anything. Please, we beg of you.
And so, they did anything. They fucking...
So they turned it into a comedy.
A dark comedy. And
a really
so
funny-ass
funny.
Dark comedy. It was, like, technically the first Abridged series.
Have you? I feel like you've seen a clip of it. On Ghost there, Stories? At least like one. Have you seen like this clip where like yeah, Ghost Stories. Search it up. Search it up right now. Ghost Stories.
I'm gonna go to YouTube. Ghost Stories. Spooky.
Yeah, people should watch it just for the lulz.
Ghost Story. I think I have. I'm gonna put me.
Yeah.
Ghost Stories dub.
No.
Yeah. Dude, watch. It's funny.
All right, continue.
It's funny.
I just love it, bro.
Is there any is there an anime that you wish the writers were still like making or like producing?
Yeah, I wish they produced One Piece.
Okay.
Anyway. No, I love Oda. Oda, you God bless of us. Oh my gosh, I love you. He's doing so much work all by himself. Yeah, he comes out super.
Wait, what is
Moifiguro? Oda, Oda the mangaka.
Of what?
Yeah.
Of One Piece.
The author of One Piece.
Cheeto Oda.
I already caught up to the episodes. I don't know if there's new episodes out now. I left off at like 124, the episode 121.
There's new episodes.
Yeah, it's up like 126. There's like 127 or 6, but that was in like sub. I was watching it in dub.
Yeah, dub is pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like dub's much more tolerable because the Asta isn't
that megaphone of a voice. He's gotten better. It's just, man,
people were saying like Asta's like Luffy, like he acts similar to Luffy. Like they both want to get stronger.
No, Luffy's one of
the yellow line.
Luffy doesn't want to get stronger. He just wants to become strong enough to protect his friends.
He sees strength as a tool to help.
He doesn't see it as like an advantage.
He doesn't think of strength as just strength. He uses it to his advantage to help.
I literally said this. Okay, yeah. Whatever. I don't care. Be a bitch.
I feel like Oz is an okay protagonist. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, have you? I'm not gonna. Well, have you seen? What? No, yeah, that's another anime you should watch, Andre.
Now I'm good.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, there's. I did do some anime exploring, like try to look for some new anime. There's this one. It was like, it's something about like a spear and like this tiger or something. It was like this beast trapped in the basement, and there's like this spear stabbed into the floor, like caging him there, and stuff. You don't know? I forgot. I forgot what it was.
Oh, fuck. Like some furry porn.
Is this? I meant to.
Wait, I think it's that.
Bungo Stray Dogs.
You mean the authors? Holy shit.
Yeah, like those are famous manga authors or just like authors in general? Japanese.
Like authors. Famous Taro Japanese in the title authors. Name or something. I forgot. No, it's like a spear and how.
Holy shit.
I don't know,
the
dude.
The Japanese myth?
Let me do it. Beast. I'm searching it up.
Doshinji.
Oh, it's called Ushio Tutaro.
Ushio?
I probably anyways, back to Black Clover.
Oh, I found it.
That shit. I'm at the manga part.
I'm sorry.
Where
which one?
This bitch asked. Have you read the manga yet?
No. I only watch YouTube. I only watch like YouTube videos of people reviewing it.
Spoilers. You watch Anime Balls Deep, right?
I did that with Black Clover.
Do you watch Anime Balls Deep?
I finished it like in 2 weeks or 3 weeks because it was summer and I had nothing else to do. Yeah.
Oh, so
it is.
Bro, I'm looking at this.
It's pretty funny in the beginning.
What the fuck is that?
I knew it was gonna look old.
It depends like if it's good or not. If it's like trash and it's like too raunchy, I'm just gonna be like, nah, I'm good. It's... Anything that has a weird name, it's like, I always switch a good name.
Oh yeah, Black Clover is a pretty weird name.
Black Clover's cool.
Yeah, I'm looking to down that with Bleach, which is coming back in 2020, 2021.
He has the same Bleach.
You should drink some Bleach.
I kid. Do not drink Bleach. I advertise not to.
Come in this site.
Yeah, that's...
Is that it?
That should...
All right.
That's all our bits covered.
You guys want...
Yeah.
Sure.
Would you like to do our outro?
Hope you guys like today's episode. And if you're listening to this on Halloween, happy Halloween. Hope you guys are staying safe and don't forget to wear a mask. And yeah, we'll see you on the next episode. And don't forget to listen to my podcast, Dungeon Duo. You know, I have to do the sponsorship or the shout out because the host won't do it. So I'll. But yeah, thank you for listening to today's episode.
Right. Yeah. All right, guys. You heard the man. Listen to his role play thing. Lorenzo, you got anything else to say before we end this shit off? All right, guys. So that'd be all. Shit in your donuts. Watch
One Piece. Don't forget that.
Yeah. And
post the fucking link. Someone's gonna be there, they said. No one's fucking there, they did.
Can you hear me? Testing.
No, I can't fucking hear you. Let's get this shit started, alright? Hey guys, welcome back.
Okay, yeah.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, it's recording.
Holy fuck.
No, it's fine. You can cut it. Jesus this Christ.
So complicated for no fucking reason. You guys are calling on my asshole saying, oh, send the link.
Oh. What was happening?
No, it was just Leandro because he was waiting.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. No fuckers.
All right, so we need something to talk about. No, we need... Okay, are you ready? 3, 2, 1. You don't even listen to the podcast.
Maybe if you made your podcast account on Instagram, maybe you'd get some followers and some listeners.
Oh, just a tad bit. Dude,
that is so fucking so much work.